coast, with forecasters predicting a storm surge and floods after the storm caused catastrophic damage in Florida. With all of South Carolina's coast under a hurricane warning, a steady stream of vehicles left Charleston on Thursday. Consumers spent a bit more in August than the previous month, a sign the economy is holding up even as inflation lifts prices for food, rent, and other essentials. The Americans are spending at stores and services by 0.4% in August, increased that spending after it fell 0.2% in July, according to the Commerce Department. The Dow is down 123 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 27. This is SRN News.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979. 800-687-7979.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are counting our blessings because Ian is leaving us alone. We have a series of nice, comfortable days and clear, cool nights. More sunshine today. It's going to be breezy, but not as breezy as it was yesterday. High today, tomorrow, and Sunday near 80. Continued sunny weather through the weekend. Clear, cool nights. Low temperature down to about 56 tonight. And this extended string of comfortable days will continue through much of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. A Lee County Elementary School custodian has been arrested on charges of child porn. Authorities arrested 33-year-old Beauregard resident Matthew Hammock. He is charged with 41 counts of possession of child porn based on evidence found on his cell phone. Hammock was a custodian at the Beauregard Elementary School. He is being held in the Lee County Jail on a $410,000 bond. Regions Bank, for a second time in a decade, was found charging illegal overdraft fees. The bank is now required to pay $141 million to customers and an additional $50 million in fines. Between 2018 and 2021, Regions was charging overdraft fees on some ATM withdrawals as well as some debit card purchases. Five people were hurt during a shootout Thursday night in Uniontown. The shooting happened on Washington Street near the Old Cheese Plant. District Attorney Michael Jackson says one person rammed another person's vehicle following an argument. Then several people pulled out guns and started shooting. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is an important message from Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love.
Hi, this is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love here. I want to remind you that we have an important election upcoming on November 8th. Absentee voting for this election is now open. Let's make sure to keep Montgomery County's legacy as a beacon of democracy intact. Every vote matters. Exercise yours this election. Thank you, and remember to get out the vote.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Sky Mosley.
Hey, happy Friday, April Marie. How are you doing?
Oh, goodness.
It's a beautiful afternoon.
It is a beautiful afternoon. It was a beautiful morning. I went outside and didn't want to come back in.
Yeah, nice. Last day of September, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't there a song, Wake Me Up When September Ends?
Well, if there's not, we should definitely put
one
together.
That's a Green Day song, right?
Yeah.
Green Day, Wake Me Up When... Yeah, there's an actual song, Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Should I find that?
You should absolutely find that.
I believe I will run a little search for that. Wake Me Up. September.
Yeah.
You know, we play the Earth, Wind, and Fire September song, so I guess we'll bounce that on out of here next time when we get back Monday.
I can't. I'll tell you what.
Did I mention it's National Love People Day? That's kind of important.
No, it's not.
It is National Love People Day.
What do you make up these holidays?
I just like to look at them, see if there's anything interesting. And it instructs us, National Love People Day, lift others up.
I just want to be clear.
Through the unconditional power.
Somebody had to have told Biden that, because Biden did a whole thing on that today.
See, it's a real thing.
No, you and Biden on the same page?
Lord, I hope not. Man. If I have a moment, alert Jay, okay? I start wandering around in here. It's also National Orange Shirt Day, so I got in the spirit of that best I could.
I don't even have words. That is not a thing, National Orange Shirt Day.
I like six of these every single day of the year, 365.
It's like National Orange Shirt Day.
I'm going to start sending you the link.
No, please don't.
I didn't have an orange shirt, but I had one.
You have to text it to me, because my email is a whole thing.
Yeah, I know. You probably get slammed with tons of email every day.
At some point, we're going to...
Popular
are you
radio
ready?
Show host. Yes.
This is... It's not that I'm just a radio show host, but I'm a radio show host, a mom. I own a news site. I've got like 5 different emails.
Man,
my current unread. Okay?
Yes.
119,159 unread emails.
You're going to have to catch up.
Wait for it. 13 missed calls. And 20 unread text messages. Don't contact me. I can't. And that's not, we're not even going to discuss my Facebook situation.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Yeah. It is real. I consider on a regular basis just nuking that entire email account and starting
just
over.
Starting over. That might be a while. And you know, what better time to do it than when you returned the following week?
Yeah.
Let it go. That's a great time to let go of some things. What's the Zen movement about? If it doesn't bring you joy, let it go.
Oh my gosh, the Marie Kondo.
That's
thing.
It.
Hold everything, and if it doesn't bring you joy, time to let go of it.
Let it go.
There's also a thing where if it doesn't have a place, like if you're constantly looking for something that you own, if it doesn't have its own place, you're supposed to get rid of it too. In which case, half the things in my house would be gone.
I should really embrace that movement, because I'm terrible about just keeping things around. I've got concert shirts that go back to, well, they're in a box, But
so here's what's cool, and I bet some of our listeners actually know where you can do this. So I have campaign shirts that go back for, you know, God knows how long. And what the new thing, and I love this with recycling or upcycling apparel, is you take those concert t-shirts or your campaign t-shirts or your kids' baby things, and there are people out there who will make that into a quilt or blanket for you. So they take the top of the t-shirt with the concert dates or the top and the back, whichever you need. And then they add like the fluff to the middle, and then they add a solid backing, and they make you a blanket out of all of your old t-shirts. And so I have taken all of my old campaign t-shirts out of a drawer because I don't wear them anymore. I used to wear them to sleep. Now I don't do that. And that now they're all set aside so that at some point I can take them, upcycle them, and have a really cool throw blanket with all of my used shirts.
Not a bad idea. And that way, at least you're getting some use out of them instead of just taking up space
in a drawer.
Stuck in a
drawer. The ability to, like, when you're I don't know about you, I've got a basket of throw blankets, but I can take the throw blanket out and you pick it up and you look and you see, oh, I saw Elton John. Oh, I saw Beastie Boys. Oh, I saw whatever. And you have a moment of like, oh, I remember that. And then you fold it up, put it away, gets three blankets down, and you do it again.
Beautiful. It's a great idea. Good concept.
If you pack up all of your concert t-shirts that you don't wear, I will make this happen for you.
Most of them would not fit me anyway.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's the way my campaign t-shirts are. I was 105 pounds until 2 years ago. I look back at pictures now. Why didn't anybody just sit me down and feed me cheeseburgers like I was
a meal?
What the crap? You could see my bones.
Goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have that in common.
So those aren't fitting me. I will never be back into a double extra small. It's just hanging out. So, yeah, you should take all those, bag them up, and I would be happy. That would be a great holiday gift for you. You make it happen.
Wow. Okay. All right. I might just take you up on that.
I think you should.
Good idea.
And it goes back to that, if it doesn't serve a purpose, if it's not bringing you joy, if it's cluttered and doesn't have a place, you got to let go of it.
Let it go. Free yourself from these possessions.
I did a whole purge this week of because I change out the clothes depending on the weather. And we did the cool weather switch. And I had to get rid of all of my zeros and twos. Those days are not coming back. And so they went the way of the dodo yesterday.
Get rid of it. Don't need it.
Do it. Let go.
Free yourself.
All right. Well, today's show, we're going to have our usual Friday guests, Jeff Poor coming on at 12:30, Dale Jackson at 1:30, Paul DeMarco somewhere in the 2 o'clock hour. We've got a handful of clips. And I want to remind you, and it's so funny because now that it's getting here, I'm getting really anxious about this. I'm going to be disconnected thing. And if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, no, you can't do that. Jeff Poor and I had a whole like 20-minute conversation about it yesterday. Well, like, what happens if I do? Like, what happens if I do not have my cell phone? There are far more important people in the world than me who have done this.
I promise you, April Marie, the world will keep spinning.
Oh, absolutely. In my
guarantee.
World. So I went yesterday and I was literally searching for stories, first person stories of people who have done this. And what I'm doing is I'm having no phone, no technology, no email, no laptop, no nothing for a total of 5 days. And people are acting like this is the craziest thing they've ever heard.
It's the sanest thing.
Could you do it? Could you do zero technology for 5 days?
Not in work. I would not be able to function at work. I rely so much. But on a retreat, I would embrace this. I would absolutely I resisted cell phones, did my best to stay out of them. I had one earlier days and And I think I about the third one I threw into a tree, and I got away for it for a while, and then I had to get back. And so I have a little perspective on time with and time without.
There are time wastes, they
interfere with relationships if you're not careful.
Absolutely.
It's just not right. Who's running the show here? That's what I'm hoping you will discover. Are we slaves to our machinery, our technology?
Well, I had to cut off a friend because if he sent me a message and I didn't respond, he'd call and then he'd text and he'd follow up.
One of those.
No matter what I did, it wasn't enough. And it was, you know, I was like, I don't think you understand, but when I'm, you know, the limited time I have with the kids, I'm going to focus on the kids. The time I have in the car, I can't be answering texts. Like, I just cannot, if you only could imagine how many people are texting me about how many random things, there's just no way. And I am such a non-important person that I know important people who deal with this every day, they have to be beside themselves.
You get to a certain level, you have to have handlers to take care of the social media for you. It becomes overwhelming, and it's one of those habits that we don't realize.
So I was thinking back, and I do not believe that there has been a time in my life since about 2004 is when I put my finger on having my first cell phones. Now, I had them off and on during college, but I think I can't think of a time since 2004 when I have not been connected.
Oh, this is going to be great.
I took a phone call from the congressman as I was talking to the anesthesiologist before I delivered my daughter. Like, the anesthesiologist was standing next to my bed about to explain to me an epidural, and the congressman called. And out of instinct, I answered the phone.
Of course.
And now I have that story to tell.
You're programmed.
I was like, sir, I'm going to have to call you back. I'm about to have a baby.
April Marie gets deprogrammed.
Oh, yeah.
All next week.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to deprogram ourselves. Well, with the help of some professionals. All right. And not that kind of professionals. There'll be no rubber rooms involved, by the way.
No.
All right. We will be back in just a minute. You're listening to some straight and rambling talk with April Marie.
Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Or can I get a witness?
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
To work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Join the Kickback Ranch and Event Center and give cancer the boot on Saturday, October the 29th, benefiting the University of Texas MD Anderson's Cancer Center Boot Walk to End Cancer. Gates open at 12 noon. Admission is $5. Walk starts at 4. Donate. Add your loved one's name to a ribbon of hope. There will be vendors, food trucks, games, costume, contest, and more. Give cancer the boot at Kickback Ranch and Event Center, October the 29th. Gates open at 12 noon. For details, go to Facebook, kickbackranch.net, or call 286-4140. 100% of your donations goes to MD Anderson's missions to end cancer.
Okay, let's see if we can catch that fish.
You got him, Dad.
You're living a good life. Don't let COVID change that. If you're 50 or older and get COVID, you're twice as likely to end up in the hospital. Your risk is even higher if you have a condition like lung disease. The sooner you get your updated COVID vaccine, the sooner you'll increase your protection.
Find updated vaccines at vaccines.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got everything that
good afternoon.
It was confirmed, April Marie, the September song you were referring to earlier?
Yes.
Green Day.
I said that.
Yeah, I know, but it's, I have callers that...
Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Comes.
That's the one.
You didn't find it.
Well, I was very busy.
Answering the phone.
And getting the clips good, but it's coming, it's coming. Have faith.
I was talking to Jay earlier because I sent him some ads and that I recorded. And I said to him that next week his job is to throw things at you. I'm not around and you get caught on that phone line.
I know.
What I have decided is what I need somebody to do. And I know we have people of of varying time and talents out there. If someone has the ability to create a little thing that zaps you, and if Sky is on one particular line more than 25 seconds, boom, I want to have the ability to zap him because he does this thing where he's answering phones and then he's like looking around the room as he's having a conversation.
Heading away.
I've got a show here. We're doing a show.
Yeah. Primary function, and I want everybody to understand that I loved it. I don't mean to be rude at all, but there's a lot going on. April Marie might need me.
I might need you. Well, there's so many things that could go wrong.
True.
And then it's our heads, off with our heads if we don't catch it in time.
We used to have a caller that I swear I think he was deliberately trying to distract me.
Yes.
Often.
Well, we got rid of that problem.
Got rid of that, yeah. But I love the callers. I appreciate it. I really do. But so don't think I'm being rude.
I'll tell you what. They make my show.
Absolutely.
They make me. If I were just sitting here talking to myself, and I've done that on radio programs before, like I filled in for a host who had a 6 a.m. show, and no one called. It was like 6 to 9 a.m. or 5 to... It was ridiculous hours. And I just felt like I was sitting there talking to myself. At least with you guys tweeting me, Facebooking me, doing all the things, let me know you're out there in radio world. I just feel better about things. Anyway, so 272-9228. We haven't done a Fun Friday question in a while. Fun Friday question. Could you do... 5 days. What's the maximum number? Today's Fun Friday question. You ready, Sky?
I'm ready.
Could you disconnect from all things internet? This means no TV, no radio, or I say all things technology. No TV, no radio, no cell phone, no email, no web browsing, nothing. Can you do a detox? And how long do you think you could go?
It's the April Marie Challenge.
It's the April Marie Challenge.
I
also want to remind you guys when you call today to ask to get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. We're about 10 people deep, right?
We've got eight so far.
All right. So do ask to get in on that. We'll do our random number generator and or spinner. And I'll record it. And this time I won't just send it to Sky. I'll send it to Jeff Poor too, because he is dumbfounded by the fact that I actually use this thing.
We own the straight up and up around here.
Yeah, we absolutely. Jeff, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going? Last week you asked a question when you was in Washington. You didn't know what 420 was, the game. 420 is actually the date that Adolf Hitler was born.
Yikes.
No.
Yes.
Are you freaking kidding me? And that's what the gang is named after?
Yep.
It's not the marijuana thing.
Well, I guess it could be, but...
That's another meaning for sure.
That's
one I'm familiar with.
There's two different meanings, but Adolf Hitler was born on the 20th day of April.
Hmm.
I haven't looked, but does anybody know if SPLC has these gangs on its hate group list?
I wouldn't surprise me.
No, it would actually absolutely surprise me if they were actually on the list I'm looking for the gang names, but 420 was the name of one of the gangs. I did not know that. So thank you for that.
Okay. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Jeff. I assumed it was marijuana also.
Well,
that's the meaning we generally associate 420 with these days.
Gang, I was looking for gang, like known gangs. I don't see any resources of gangs in Alabama. What street gangs are in Alabama? There are actually lists.
I'm sure there are.
Oh, some of these have really ridiculous names. If I make fun of a gang name, am I in trouble?
Shout out to the probably best not to. You know.
Hold on. This is in some of these ways. I think. I think that. Okay. This, by the way, this is updated 8 years ago. Some of these are just they've got to be made up. The Insane Gangster Satan Disciples. That's not a real name.
Well, that's kind of Hell's Angels-ish, at least.
That sounds very
there.
Made up.
Yeah.
We can make up our own gang name.
Okay.
This is how, that's
well, you've
that's
got the Radio Syndicate already. You're a member of that.
We do. We have, I call us, those of us who are like the radio, you know, the rodeo mafia that we all take care of one another. Speaking of which, so I mentioned earlier, I'm out of town all week next week, but we're not doing any best of.
Nope.
I want you guys to think about Straight Talk with April Marie every day, even when I'm offline. I want you to tune in. And so Monday we'll have Paul DeMarco, and he's got a great lineup of people. He's got Penny Nance coming on. She's the National Director of Concerned Women of America. He's got Congressman Barry Moore. He's got a handful of guests. Every guest host is going to have guests, which is really fun.
So Paul DeMarco will be in studio Monday.
Everybody will be in studio with the exception of one. Tuesday. And so this is the lineup for next week. Monday is Paul DeMarco. Tuesday, who's Tuesday? Oh, Tuesday is Michael Yaffe. Wednesday is Judge Talmadge East.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday is Reed Ingram and Chris Sells. Whew. And Friday is Jeff Bohr.
What a week.
I know. You guys aren't going to want me back. You're just going to want me to be the program manager for my own show and book guest. It's going to be so fun.
Oh, it is. And I'll be really
like
busy.
Because pig in mud?
Every day I have a new guest host to, you know, dial in and develop chemistry. This is going to be an interesting week.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. Wow. I'm excited just for the listeners because this is they've all got such big plans and they're all trying to get it organized.
Some so big personalities too.
Yeah. Right. The only one who's kind of like meh, whatever is Jeff Poor. And it's because he does so much radio that he's like, I got this.
Well, we've developed a little bit of a camaraderie over the time, over the past 6 months. So looking forward to that as well.
Oh, speaking of the devil. Wow. The devil, as we're talking about you, Jeff Poor, you tuned in.
We invoked his name.
I know. I don't think he has the sound up yet.
Okay, he's just warming up.
Well,
he's got his hat on backwards, so you know he means business.
Oh, I got it. I have the same trucker hat. Or I can't tell if this is a trucker hat. Anyway, no, he's shaking his head no.
Okay.
I don't know what he's doing. He's muted over there. Or do you not have... Anyway. All right. So, I don't even know what that is. What do you have there, Jeff Poor? We're going to have to ask him when we come back from the break. All right. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. I'm going to give Jeff Poor the heads up. Today's Fun Friday question, spinning off of our conversation yesterday. How long do you think you could or would go without internet or cell phone service or your cell phone? We're going to get Jeff Poor's answer to that question when we come back from this break. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Back in just a minute.
News Talk in your pocket?
download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Men, are you asking yourself questions like, why am I gaining fat? Why is my energy or sex drive down? And maybe you haven't been getting the exercise you need. If you want to get back to the man you used to be, but just don't have that youthful energy, that edge you once had, you very well might have low testosterone. Low T causes all kinds of issues, from a reduced libido, lower drive, and bad sleep patterns, to problems with muscle gain and bone density, and more. It may even contribute to erectile dysfunction. And if this sounds like you, it's probably time to get treated for your low T. At Montgomery Men's Health, we've treated many men for low T. We've seen them put on muscle, add to their energy, improve their sex lives, get better sleep, and just feel better. Plus, if you're like most men, you'll see results in only a few weeks. So make an appointment today and experience how low testosterone therapy can truly change your life. Your initial appointment is only $99 with results in minutes. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com. That's MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex is kicking off its ninth year, and you're invited Wednesday, October 5th, as they host a Senior Citizens Appreciation Party. This is a free event. Free range time, free gun rental, free eye and ear protection, free 15 rounds of .22 ammo, and a free target. Qualified instructors will be on hand to answer any questions. October 5th, Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. No reservation needed, and senior citizen age is 60+. Located on Carmichael Parkway. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are counting our blessings because Ian is leaving us alone. We have a series of nice, comfortable days and clear, cool nights. More sunshine today. It's going to be breezy, but not as breezy as it was yesterday. High today, tomorrow, and Sunday near 80. Continued sunny weather through the weekend. Clear, cool nights. Low temperature down to about 56 tonight. And this extended string of comfortable days will continue through much of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 4.00%, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Friday. Hiya, Jeff Bohr.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We are doing well today. Me and the mouse in my pocket, we are getting ready for our great escape. I mentioned to you yesterday, that we are headed out of town and we are disconnecting from the world.
How long
do you think you could do this? Now, you've got a wife and baby. And I don't know if that helps or hurts the ability for one to disconnect for a minute.
Why would I want to?
Because life is a lot. How many emails?
Life is part of life now is technology. I mean, like this whole notion, this mythology that the way to proper mental health is to unplug is absurd. It's just not the way the world works anymore.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm not going out in the woods and doing yoga for a month. That's not what I'm going to do. I don't care. I need to know what's going on. It makes me happy. It makes me feel at peace. I am at one with society when I am connected. Why would I disconnect from society and come back and have to play catch up? That sounds like a lot of work.
Because maybe you realize that you don't have to play catch up.
Maybe I might be come back and rich uncle have bequeathed me $1 billion too. I mean, like, no, it just you will have to play catch up, especially.
What you're telling me is you do not believe you could go even a weekend without.
Oh, I could, but why would I want to? Why would I want to go 30 seconds without it? There's no incentive.
To be connected and present.
Who cares? Just leave me alone. Let me have my amenities that I work so hard for. That I work my 8-12 jobs or whatever I got these days.
You have 12 jobs. You're the only
one. Just let me be with my cell phone. If my face is plugged to it, then so be it.
He's too far gone, April Marie.
You can't bring him back.
I defend this way of life, and I am tired of these people that think they know better than I, telling me that I need to unplug. It's absurd.
Freedom. Freedom of choice.
It's freedom to be a slave to the devices. You are free to
I'm
be
not a slave. They are a slave to me. They do what I tell them to do. It doesn't work the other way around.
Okay, if we put your...
You're losing this argument, by the way.
I am so not losing this argument. If we ask you to put your phone across the room for the entirety of this and you can't do anything but be completely present for 15 minutes, could you do that easily?
I could, but why would I? What is my incentive for doing so? What do I get out of it? Well, I could put the phone across the room for 15 minutes. I mean, is that like a merit badge at a Boy Scout
festival? It's a merit badge.
I don't want that merit. It's a stupid merit badge. Why? I don't understand this thing.
You
need to unplug. It's good for your mental health. No, go pound sand or something.
There you have it.
Pound on somebody might be better for your mental health. Pound.
Like this conversation we're having is better for my mental health than me parting with my device.
I would just like to point out that that Jeff Poor is going to have a stroke at the age of 45. How old are you?
I'm 46, so you're
too late.
You already missed a boat on that prediction.
I didn't age well at all.
All right, fine. All right, I'm done lecturing Jeff Poor about the. We'll see. Maybe I come back and I'm like I couldn't do it.
That's the experiment. That's what we're gonna find
That's
out.
That's the experiment.
You
yeah.
gotta come back. To give
oh, she'll
it to
come
the,
back.
Give it to it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You need it.
Oh no. Oh no. This is happening. All right. So
you're gonna get in the woods and you're gonna realize how silly this whole experiment is.
But I'm going to be in the woods and I will have no choice.
Right. You're a grown up. You'll hitchhike back. It's just like when they take the drug addict out and put him out in the woods and the drug addict always find his way back. I mean, that's just how this works.
True story.
I'm the pusher, by the way. I'd sell smartphones or something, shouldn't I? That you don't need it. Why listen to them?
Apple, paying. You're getting paid on the side for this, aren't you?
Well, wouldn't that be the, I'd fit right in this day, wouldn't I?
I'm going to cry. This is so funny. Okay, moving on. So what did you do last night, Jeff Poor?
I got to see James Carville.
Oh.
And a bunch of your best friends over there. I told them y'all you said hello.
I really hope you did.
The Raging Cajuns.
They did not say hello back.
Sure.
So one of Jeff Poor's favorite is Jeff Poor to point out that he's friends with people who absolutely despise me.
It's that's becoming a thing of the past, by the way. I'm running around with a different crowd these days, if you haven't heard. So they're a little disappointed in me right now, but hopefully they come back around.
Really? Hopefully?
No, yeah. I mean, I don't take this stuff personally. It doesn't. You know, it is what it is, but I've been in this business so long. And it's not just ideological disagreements or political disagreements, but people got to make a living. They do what they do. They have their loyalties. I get it. It's just how the world is.
Yes.
I'm at peace with it.
Jeff Poor is I don't even, how do we describe this, what we're talking about, without sounding like we're talking in code? There are people who are who really feel like your way in life in Alabama has to be very cut and dry. You're on our team or you're against our team. And
yeah,
for those people, I generally choose the I'm not on your team.
But it's worse than that. It's like there's a paranoia. It's like everybody's on the dole for somebody, and so what? That's the world we live in. Would you like to see it go the other way? Yeah, probably, but I don't know. It's just you can't make it personal a lot of times, I think.
And I think people do. A lot of people in this state take things personally that they should not take personally. When I criticize the BCA as a whole, I'm generally speaking not speaking to or about any one individual.
Well, you know what that is, though? My biggest foil or heel or villain in this state, it's not that. It's AL.com types coming from outside of Alabama, and they're not really motivated by anything that is like a profit motivation or anything. But they're motivated by this like elitism. This we our way is better than the way you've done it for the last 100 years. You do it our way, you stupid redneck rube, mouth breathing fool. And you know, that's the vibe you get from people like that. That is who I take personally, because it really is personal.
Well, and I think AL.com, in the world of Alabama politics or in Alabama media, AL.com is on a whole different level, because they play to their audience and they play to one another.
We know who their audience is. Oh, it's not everybody from Alabama. It's people that want to read things about, you know, crazy Alabama man.
Well, that's just it.
Look at what those dumb rednecks are doing down there this week. You know, like, that's what they write for. They write for a subsection of American culture.
It cracks me up. So AL.com, one of their favorite narratives is Alabama has a terrible reputation, and let me tell you why we've earned that. And instead of saying, you know, this is a small minority, they want the world to believe that the small minority is in fact the majority here. And so they spend all of their time telling us how stupid and bad conservatives and Republicans are.
And it's this. Here's why your kids should be watching videos, cartoon videos about transgenderism, same-sex relationships, and pornography or whatever. It's because that's the way we told you to do it, and we know more than you do. Screw your Judeo-Christian values. None of that matters. We're smarter than you. All that stuff, this superstition, you do it our way, and that's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it in the schools. They know better than you. You go home, you go sit in the corner, and you come pick your kid up when we say it's time to pick them up.
When we are done indoctrinating them, you can have them back and then deal with the consequences.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just that really irks me more than, isn't Alabama power awesome? Or isn't the BCA great? Look at all the good stuff Alpha's doing. I mean, they're functioning as they're supposed to function. The AAA, spectacular. Let's have more gambling in Alabama. But I could figure that out on my own. What I don't like being told is that I'm too dumb to figure something out. I just follow us blindly.
Well, and the Alabama.com, the Wreck in Alabama, that whole cadre of people, they have and you know, God bless them. They have a freedom of their editors and their readers and those out of the state who give them the majority of their clicks. They can't go too far left. They can't, they can't say enough bad things about us.
They got a lot of dumb ideas that they're never going to fly in this state. They don't respect the culture of the state. If it weren't for Alabama and Auburn football and people that haven't gotten out of like the 1990s that still need to read the daily newspaper or the daily newspaper's website for their sports coverage, this thing would be a non-entity. It would not exist.
This is true. Sports and crime make Alabama AL.com.
Yeah, well,
Alabama media. I mean, sports
John Archibald Pulitzer Prize as well. You're right.
Well, and then before that, Joey Kennedy's prize.
Oh, yeah, Joey Kennedy, who carried the briefcase for two reporters that actually won the Pulitzer Prize. They felt sorry for this dumb guy to include him on the Pulitzer registry there. And now he has been dining off that for almost 40 years. He wears it like a badge of honor. And he got fired from the place where he won the Pulitzer Prize. And now he is writing columns that are just kind of a mishmash of ad hominem attacks and like mixed tenses and things like that. So good job, Joey Kennedy. Your career after that Pulitzer has really taken off. You've done some great things.
You are in a mood today. Just gonna let you do it. Alabama media is a weird place, and I love it. I can't think of anything in the world I would rather do than what I'm currently doing, and I love it. All right, let's switch gears for 1 second. So you went and saw James Carville last night, and he actually praise Biden? Was that a thing that happened?
Not really. He made three bold predictions that will eventually appear in writing somewhere, but just for your audience, and buckle up, because these are pretty... These are outstanding. Well, two of our outstanding predictions. Number one, he said that Trump and Biden would not be on the 2024 ballot.
Okay.
And he said he thought that you would see Biden pardon Trump after the midterms.
What? Those are bold predictions.
Yeah. Also, the third one, not as bold. Deion Sanders is the next head football coach at Auburn. But I'm skeptical of that one.
Yes.
I'm more skeptical of that one than I am of the Trump getting the pardon for Biden.
Trump getting... Well, things that never entered my mind.
Wow.
That's right up there.
Wasn't it like Ford pardoning Nixon? You know, let's just move on from this. The January 6th committee is going nowhere. Rest in peace. Well, we can move on with our lives. Isn't that nice?
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, Jeff Poore, this has been a lot of fun. When you're here, you're doing the whole show next Friday.
Yeah, I will try to be there, actually. So that'll be great, Sky. We can swap recipes or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I got a good pot roast recipe. You're gonna it's to die for.
Excellent. I make some chili and bring it in. Who knows?
April Marie's gonna be out in the woods somewhere. She's gonna miss out on all the fun.
I'm literally gonna be in the woods somewhere, and it's gonna be great. And then when I get back online, I'm gonna text you and let you know that I didn't die, and whether or not
you'll throw it in the towel by then. You'll be hanging out at the Irish pub in Washington D.C. or something.
Escape to the cell phone store in town.
Yes, she would have bought a flip phone by then. I got one. I could connect to the outside world.
Was it you, Sky? Somebody mentioned burner phones yesterday.
In our prison conversation.
In our prison, yes, our contraband conversation.
He even told us how to smuggle one in, but I ain't getting involved. We don't want to go down that road again. But, yes, burner phones.
Sounds lucrative, like a lucrative business opportunity for us here, guys. Y'all want to go in on this one?
I got nothing. All right.
It gives butt dialing a whole new meaning, believe me. So.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to have a lot of fun Friday, Jeff. Believe me.
Yeah, we will. Just wait.
Hey, right. Jeff Poore, I'm going to, by the way, send you and Scott. Actually, I'm not even going to send you and Scott. I'm going to, you just Google random number generator. And that's how you're going to do your drawing next week.
I'm not, no. That's a April Marie phenomenon. I can't steal your thunder there.
We have to do the contest. I've already told them the contest is on.
We'll do the contest,
sure.
But
sure, we'll get it.
You can just, we'll figure it out. All right, I adore you. I will talk to you. Anything you have to say to me, say between now and this time tomorrow, or for a week, hold your peace.
Oh, okay. Please don't go into the woods and sit for a week. Don't break our hearts. Oh no.
Please stop.
I love you, Jeff Poore. Where can the people find you online?
Twitter.com/Jeff_Poore. That's kind of where to go.
That's where to go. All right. We will talk soon. That was Jeff Poore, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Back in just a second with more Straight Talk with April Marie.
This is Coach Tommy Tuberville, and you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Why can't you see
what you do? He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support.
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management.
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jeff Poor.
Jeff Poor was in a nude.
I mean, goodness, somebody.
And here's the thing. There's there's probably a couple hundred listeners who could read between the lines of all the people he was trashing in that segment.
You think?
I adore that man. I adore that man.
Tell it like it is.
He is. He told me yesterday, he was like, you are not turning your cell phone off. I was like, I am so. And you guys heard it. The man does not think this is something people need to do. Now he, of course, is quite possibly the only person in Alabama who is more employed than I am. And so he's got like 5 jobs. I've got like 3 or 4 jobs. And so he might be have to be more connected than I am.
Certainly. But, He's resisting.
He's not at all into it. He wasn't even entertaining the idea.
I would love the opportunity to get away from the technology for a week. I think it's a wonderful idea, April Marie.
There's a solid 20% chance I fail at this.
Nah, I have complete confidence in you. I'm in all sincerity.
We're gonna make this happen.
Absolutely.
Leah, how's it going?
It's going great, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Doing well. Leah, on the line from Earnest Financial. Did you have a busy week this week?
Oh my goodness, we have been so busy. You know, we did the Tickle Pink Expo and got to meet a lot of people, and that was so much fun. We're working on some other client appreciation / listener kind of events upcoming, and just doing a lot of stuff around the community and trying to have more involvement, because, I mean, we couldn't do anything without, you know, our listeners and our clients, and we're so appreciative of all that they do for us, and we want to have a way to give back. And times are just so tough for everyone right now. Obviously, everyone can feel that, you know. Everything's on the rise, inflation's on the rise, interest rates are on the rise. It just feels like everything is going up except your pay. And, you know, we want to kind of just maybe distract from that for a little bit and have a little bit of fun with everyone.
Nice.
Love that. Yeah. Well, so you're going to work, we're working on this?
Yeah, I am. I'm working on it right now, actually, which is so fun. I love to get to help plan these little events and stuff, and we would love the Straight Talk team to be a part of it, too, which we can talk about doing sometime soon.
All right.
But, yeah, guys, you can find us if you ever want some more information, maybe more information about our events or us or want to reach out. The best way to do it is at 334-279-7431. Or you could also reach us on our website, which is retirewithearnest.com. It's got a lot of good information. We're on Facebook, and I try to update that all the time just with information going on about everything around us and just trying to keep our people informed, you know?
Well, I absolutely love that. And this is a very important time to, or a very good time, to stop, pause, seek out some expert advice on asset preservation, because that's what you guys do over there, asset preservationist. And you want to make sure that people know exactly where they are in their financial planning and that they know their options, the options available to them.
Yes, and there's so many different options that people might not know about. And, you know, we want to educate you on that. Everything is no obligation, free consultation. We always joke that you might get a lunch out of it because David likes to eat. And we would love to be able to sit down and discuss kind of more of what we do. If you would like to do that, you know, like I said, our phone number is 334-279-7431. And we would just love to have the opportunity to kind of discuss in depth what asset preservation is. You can also listen to us on 93.1 as well at 6 o'clock p.m.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Leah. I really appreciate you taking the time to give us a call today.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. That was Leah with with David Earnest and his asset preservation team. All right. Mr. Ed, is that a real caller?
That's Mr. Ed. He is a very real caller. It's been a while. Welcome back, Mr. Ed.
How's it going?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know there's a reason most horror movies start out with you going out in the woods without your cell phone.
Ah.
I'm going to risk it. Aha.
Okay. Now, I would like to do stand up in defense of my beloved President Joe Biden.
Oh, please do.
Oh, yes. The other day, when he asked if the dead congresswoman was in the room.
Yes.
That's not unreasonable because a lot of dead Democrats vote.
Whoa, there it is.
You waited a very long time to tell us that joke, and I am so glad you did.
Yes, Beth. Pass it on. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ed.
That was absolutely fantastic.
Speaks the truth.
That was absolutely fantastic. It is cracking me up. Look at that.
He shoots, he scores.
Yes, he does. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Again, coming up today, we've got Dale Jackson. Let's see if I can get him as fired up as I got Jeff Poore. Dale Jackson, Paul DeMarco. We're going to talk about, a whole handful of things. There is a new right wing conservative, are you ready?
Yes.
Dating site.
All right. Okay. And this ought to be good. The jokes will write themselves. Okay.
Date right stuff. And it's and so this is a conservative dating site, and I'm gonna cry. It's so funny. All right, so we've got that. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about Jenny Thomas and her January 6th committee stuff and my thoughts on that. We've got just a whole slew of topics today. That and more coming up on today's Straight Talk with April Marie. Stay tuned.